Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local here on The Rock, hanging out with Watch Rome Burn. We got Justin, Drew, and Pete. Not Justin, Justin.
Justin with an E and a Y.
And an E and a Y. Okay, right on. So Watch Rome Burn, welcome up to Loud and Local, y'all.
Thank you. Appreciate you having us.
I love it.
Yeah, man. So you guys took the tour. You got actually, would you pull your mic down a little bit?
Yes,
you
sir.
Can. Yeah. Feel free to get as comfortable as possible. Don't worry about any germs. We'll be okay. Just wash ourselves afterwards, and you know, we'll spritz you down outside, and make sure that everyone gives you a hot bath with a sponge.
Just like band practice.
Exactly. So, anyways, yeah. Welcome up to Loud and Local. First off. Let's get the, who's who here in the band, and what do you do for the band?
So, Drew Cummings, guitar, vocals, mixing, mastering, general songwriting, songsmithing.
Nice.
And I'm Justin, I hit things with sticks.
I like it.
I'm Petey.
Sometimes drums.
Yeah.
Sometimes me.
Mostly Drew.
Mostly he just hits me with sticks.
Right.
I'm Petey, I play bass and backing vocals, and then I dance around a lot.
Nice.
Yes.
So let's get the kind of the origin story. If we were talking like comic book style, like how did you guys meet? How did you guys meet up? How'd you guys start the band? And had you guys been playing music for a while? How did Watch Rome Burn start? And when? What was the timeline like?
Well, so Matt and I, or Justin and I, are brothers. So we've always been kind of playing music together. But I think I got more serious about it when I was around like 13 and started playing guitar a lot more. And, it just kind of naturally evolved. We'd always played together. And, Pete's been a great addition to the band, too. We got him in about, a few months ago.
Yeah. Nice.
Yep. Something like that. So
last summer.
Yeah, I'd always played in bands in high school and that sort of thing. And then I'd kind of gotten out of the music scene for a while to do some adulting. But Drew had stayed in. We were jamming and that sort of thing. And some of those jam sessions kind of morphed and became a little bit more focused and turned into songs. And that's what led to that first album.
Right on. So what would you say were some of like when you first did that initial like jamming? What did you guys what was kind of like the the idea, like, what did you guys get influenced by? You're like, we want to do something kind of proggy, something kind of heavy. What was the idea there? Or just jam and see what happens?
Yeah, more of that. We're pretty eccentric in our tastes, I think. And when we play it, just kind of, I just try to, you know, channel whatever's in the air at that given moment.
Sure.
So practice sessions tend to come up with all kinds of stuff. And if it, you know, if it sticks, it sticks. And we keep on working on it and turn it into a more perfected song. But it's kind of just a, pretty random approach to writing.
So you guys, how long have you guys been around? How long?
So April of 2017 was when this band officially started.
Yeah, so about 3 years. And this summer will be your third album. So I'd say that's getting pretty busy. A handful of singles and whatnot. You guys just always writing music and always staying up with it?
Trying to. I mean, every practice we usually end up coming with a song that gets on the back burner.
Yeah.
You know, but we're just constantly amassing material that needs to be polished up. So, yeah, it's kind of – there's no – lack of songs where we're constantly working on stuff.
Yeah, we're amassing like this Beatles White Album level of amount of songs just every like week. We just come up with three or four new riffs.
Never heard of them. Beatles? Who's that?
I have no idea.
Kind of some guys, dude.
I think it's Beatles.
Pretty underground.
Oh, is it the Beatles? Yeah.
I think so.
They'll never make it.
No. Posers.
So you guys are going to be playing a show Friday the 13th, which is killer, no pun intended, at the Swiss in Tacoma with Grim Statistic and the Ripple Effect? Or no, what was it?
The Ripple Effect.
Ripple Effect, sorry. I wrote that down wrong. So the Ripple Effect, Grim Statistic, and you guys at the Swiss in Tacoma. And we're going to be debuting a single here shortly with Separate. But we're going to get into a couple of your jams from 2019. But before I do that, I got to ask you guys, just to get an idea of like where you're coming from, what are some of your favorite Northwest bands of all time, whether it be Seattle, Tacoma, we'll even, you know, extend it to Portland. And what are some of your favorite Northwest bands, guys?
I'm going to say Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Alice in Chains.
Mm-hmm.
And the U-Men.
Okay, yeah, dude. Right on.
Alice in Chains is my favorite band of all time.
That's, okay.
Yeah, for sure. I love
Northwest or otherwise.
Yeah, of all time.
Really? Cool.
Of all time.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I grew up in Canada, so I missed out on a lot of the Northwest stuff to begin with. But then when I was like 15, I got really into Nirvana.
Okay.
And Hendrix has always been a huge influence on me.
Yes.
Right now, I'm like super inspired by our scene, though. Actually, a lot of my favorite Northwest bands are coming out of like the current Seattle
we'll
scene.
Shout them out.
Yeah, also, well, how much time do we have? So, I've got, actually, I wrote them on my arm. Check this out. So, I've been hanging out with the whole Bolivian Army a lot lately. Atrocity Girl, they're like up and coming, super awesome people.
Cool.
Primary Pulse, Lust Punch, Aster House.
Yeah.
There's this new girl named Judas Queen who actually is super inspiring to me. She writes like pop, but it's super dope. There's a lot of like female artists coming out of Seattle right now.
Hell yeah, there are.
Like making huge strides.
It's International Women's Day.
Yeah.
Shout out
to
them.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just enjoying like being involved in the scene and
man.
Just having that energy around me.
Well, it's very fitting that we're talking about the local scene and what's happening now, because honestly, we could talk about the epic local bands and the amazing things that have come before us, and we stand on the shoulders of giants, but I am of the firm belief that the most important music is the music that's being made right now, because it's vital, it's there, and you can see it live, and you can be a part of those small shows and watch it grow, so...
Yeah.
You know, not to go off on a little tangent, but I gotta say, man, I was very inspired by that. So, watch Rome Burn in studio now. We're gonna go into a couple jams here. We got Snakeskin and Tempest. Why don't you guys lay down the info on this? He's got a couple singles from last year.
Yeah, so Snakeskin's kind of a dirgy, slower, kind of doom metal influenced track. Again, one of those ones that just came out during practice that just kind of worked. I was playing this kind of, you know, heavy Hendrixian riff, and, you know, Justin's laying down his, like, this caveman beat on it. It's just going.
Hell
and,
yeah.
It just kind of came out naturally. It's kind of a song for me about, like, you know, Seattle in some ways, like, kind of, like, seeing how things can change, you know, from when you were a kid or when you were a teenager, and how the city changes,
and
the scenes change and stuff. So it's got kind of that story behind it. Tempest is...
A little bit of a slower one.
Definitely. It's completely the opposite. People are going to see a real bipolar experience for our first two songs, because, it's the complete other end of the spectrum. It's
the
much
duality
more.
Of Watch Rome Burn.
Yep.
That's us.
Right.
Let's check it out. Let's let the music speak for itself. It's Watch Rome Burn here on Loud and Local. We'll
this world. Skin is undeniable. They don't give up, it's all I am. That's proven unreliable. From the common principle. Barely connected all. Human ingenuity. Human ingenuity. Ain't as dirty as the sea.
watch Rome Burn here on Loud and Local in studio. If you dig what you hear, you can see them Friday the 13th of this month, so March 13th at the Swiss in Tacoma with Grim Statistic, and the Ripple Effect. Again, that's in Tacoma. You guys consider yourselves like a South End band? Are you guys a Tacoma band, or are you Seattle? Where do you represent? Who are you supporting? Who do you claim?
What team are we on?
Oh, man, Gen Pop? Kent.
Yeah. Kent.
Kent.
No,
Kent
nobody rock. Nobody supports Kent, so we'll be their champions.
Okay.
Maybe. How
We're
about
the first Kent, Kent Rock.
Yeah.
Kent nice, Rock. Dude. Kent Rock. Okay.
Kenton.
Yeah. We play most of our shows on the South End, but we love playing Seattle, too. We love playing, like, the High Dive. And,
great venue.
We've been as far north as ever to play Tony V's.
Yeah.
That was a really fun show with Crossing Crusades. We played up there. I think we're...
I mean, I personally love Tacoma the most.
Sure.
Luigi's down in Fife is, like, my favorite place to play. I almost play exclusively there with my side project.
What's your side project?
The PD Normal Show.
Okay.
Super dope.
Yeah.
How do you guys describe the PD Normal Show? I'm bad
Is there
at,
a way, to,
no
describe
way to describe
this?
It's like if Tim Burton directed Weird Al and Marilyn Manson and they had a baby.
Wow.
Yes.
I like it.
I like that.
Actually,
that's amazing.
Can I share a story about the first time
absolutely.
I saw it?
Absolutely.
Because it really made an impression on me. So I was at, it was Lucky Liquor. It's a really small venue in Tucker. It's a good venue.
Great, yeah. It's like a dive punk bar.
Right, yeah, exactly. And so, pretty confined space. And there was a good crowd there. And Petey gets up on stage and he's behind these big PD Normal signs. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then you should go see him at his next show. But at the bar, these two dudes just start going at it, like start fighting.
Right?
And, it quiets down pretty quick, but like just as it quiets down, Petey just launches into a set. I mean, and there's so much chaos in his act that it almost seems like it was planned,
just the universe provides.
Right. And so I had two thoughts. It was either, he orchestrated this whole thing.
Yeah.
That's genius level promotion. Yeah. Or he just, like, he is just a performer that, like, nothing is going to stop him.
That's amazing. To be honest, I actually didn't even notice. I was just too zoned into what I was doing. Yeah. I was like, I didn't. But I should get, like, drunk people to just fight at my shows from now on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be a part of the experience, man.
I love it.
Right? We'll watch Rome Burn in studio. We got Justin, Drew, and Pete, and they make up this awesome power trio here in Seattle. Speaking of Seattle and some bands that you love, what was the band that really made you, like, pick up an instrument, whether it be a local band, a band you saw on MTV, a band you heard on the radio? Was there a light bulb moment? And maybe it wasn't even a band. Maybe it was your parents or, growing up, learning piano. What was the light bulb moment that made you want to, seek being in a rock band or just, starting to play music?
I used to steal Justin's CDs. I stole his Living End, Roll On,
okay,
Social
yeah.
Distortion, White Light, White Heat, White Trash.
Nice. And he's a rockabilly kid.
Yeah, definitely. I loved rockabilly, psycho. But they always had just the best guitar. We got the best guitar tone, real critical players.
Those fresh guitars, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That was my thing. So, yeah, just started pretty early. But
And Justin, what about you, man? What was your first, like, light bulb moment?
Well, I was always missing all my CDs. I was like, I guess I'll have to make my own music now. So,
wonder who took them.
Right, exactly. I mean, I was a teenager when the grunge scene exploded here in Seattle.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that was amazing. And there were so many inspirational bands. And like I said, yeah, Alice in Chains and Sean Kinney as their drummer, man, that guy. I wish I could play like him. That's what I aspire to. So that was probably my biggest first inspiration.
Nice.
And what about you, Petey?
So my parents got divorced when I was an early teenager, and at around the same time, I discovered For Whom the Bell Tolls by Metallica.
Hell yeah.
And my mom bought me an acoustic guitar, and that was the first song I ever learned. And from then on, it was just a rabbit hole. I was just never going to not play music ever again.
Nice.
Yep.
And from there, it either went uphill or downhill, depending on whichever way you want to look at it, right?
Always. Yeah, that's true.
Uphill both ways.
Yeah.
Right.
It's either way, it's interesting. Right? It's an interesting ride. So again, they're Friday the 13th at the Swiss in Tacoma. We're going to be debuting a brand new single by you guys. This one's called Separate. And this is going to be on an album, I believe, coming out in the August month. Is that right?
That is the plan.
Sweet. So you're about a third or fourth of the way done with it, or what's the...
Depending on how many songs we keep writing every practice, yeah.
Right, we have a new song.
We're about a third,
Cool. Yeah. Right on, and I guess now is the time to mention what's the deal with the song, and like, you know, are people going to be able to find it online after this, or, you know, your time is to... You know, I'm going to turn my microphone off. I'm stammering. You guys get to promo it. I'm turning my mic off. You guys get to be DJs. But it's Watch Your Own Burn here interviewing themselves.
All right.
Awesome. Drew, go. Tell us all about this song.
What is this song about?
Well, okay. I wasn't sure if you were talking to me about promotion because I was like, I don't handle any of that. I just write the songs, man. So anyway, the lyrics. Pre-written stuff here. It's about someone experiencing cognitive dissonance. Their reality isn't matching what's in their head. Or someone who chases a dream only to find a nightmare chasing them instead. This nightmare is dangerous because it starts to leak off of them and affect the whole world. Bam.
This guy speaks in poetry. That's how talented he is.
Problem is, he always speaks like that, even for simple stuff.
Wow.
You can't just say, I'm going to the bathroom. It's like,
amazing. I must retire to the lavatory.
Forcefully evacuate my bowels.
Exactly.
Nice.
And it should be available by the end of this week on all social media, interwebs, all that good stuff. So look for it and download it and listen and rock it.
Love it.
And bootleg it.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Press record on your cassette tape now.
Steal this single.
Watch Rome Burn Separate here on Loud and Local World Premiere.
beating it up. It's hard to look in his eyes. It's hard to take it all down and live his life. Yeah, you lie, you lie, you lie, you lie. When I'm around, I take offense at the world. It's hard to see that till I want. I never felt so alone. I've never looked so mysterious. The books have read me out, and no one's buying me. You lie, lie, you lie, you lie. You lie, you lie, you lie. It's hard to be in a room, it's hard to be in a mask. It's hard to see all the echoes, hard to give up your place. It's basically nothing to see. It's best to take it all down and leave it late for rest. You lie, you lie, you lie, you lie. You lie, you lie, you lie, you lie, you lie. You lie.
Here on Loud and Local, we're hanging out with Watch Rome Burn.
Oh.
Yeah, dude. Those guys are playing March 13th at the Swiss in Tacoma with Grim Statistic and the Ripple Effect. They're going to be hanging out here for just a few more songs. We're going to be playing some. They're going to be back in studio after that show for an album coming out around August. So that's awesome, man. What are some other things you guys are looking forward to in 2020?
This is it, man.
This is my life.
We made it to Loud and Local.
We're done now. We're actually not going to continue the album. We got the radio show done. We're just breaking up right now.
Oh, wow. This is Apex.
That's right.
Anything else you guys are looking forward to?
Just kind of upgraded the studio a lot. So,
nice, dude.
Yeah, good investment, I think. And so I'm stoked to get in and, you know, learn more about the setup and hopefully, you know, polish up our recordings and keep getting better stuff out there. So it's always exciting to have new tools to work with.
Hell yeah.
We have some other shows coming up this fall that are still in the works. So we can't quite announce them yet, but some really, really cool stuff coming up that way. So look for that on our, you know, Facebook and Instagrams and all that stuff the kids are into nowadays.
And if you do want to come see the PD Normal show, I'm playing next May 9th at Luigi's in Fife for Radfest.
Cool.
Everyone should go to that.
Yes, everybody in Washington should go to that.
Shedfest is coming up too, so
there's some
exciting events coming up in the local scene.
Yep.
And you guys are going to be playing Shedfest? Maybe. We'll see. Who knows?
I don't know. What do you think? Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, either way.
We're available.
Yes.
Always available. We love playing. This is like when you ask us what's next, like this is my entire life between this and the other band. This is all I love doing.
I love it. That's great. So now we just got to figure out a way to make this your full-time job, right?
That's the dream. Somebody give us millions of dollars.
There you go.
We've earned it.
Hey,
I know.
So, you know, Justin, we did talk off air that you grew up listening to The Rock. You grew up listening to KISW, man. So let's get some memories. Like, what were your first time you remember listening to KISW? Like, what were your bands back in the day? What were your DJs? What were your shows? Did you have a KISW t-shirt or a sticker?
Oh, both. Yeah. Nice. No, I mean, this was the station. It still is the station to listen to. Everybody can tune in and listen, right?
Yeah.
But Bob Rivers' Twisted Tunes in the morning, our bus driver on the way to Meeker Junior High every single morning, listening to that, there's a lot of memories there. As far as songs, I mean, again, growing up here during the grunge explosion, like hearing Nirvana and Pearl Jam and Alice in Chains and all these local bands breaking, like, that was just so exciting, like, electrifying, man. It's so cool.
Right on, man. I'm stoked that you guys are able to make it up here, and you know, obviously a different station and stuff, but still the same thing. You know, it's a different station as in a different location, but still the same vibe, man, and still the same. We're carrying on the tradition, and now you guys are carrying on the tradition of Seattle rock and roll. I hope you guys have an awesome, awesome show on the 13th. Again, that's Friday the 13th with Grim Statistic and the Ripple Effect in the Swiss in Tacoma. You have no reason not to go if you're listening to this. And if you don't, if you can't go and you do have a reason not to go, you're quarantined or something, then you can always maybe stream some songs online. How do you find you guys online?
We're everywhere. You can find us Spotify. We've got Facebook. We've got Instagram. We've got YouTube. We've got a YouTube series.
Oh, super nice. Dope. Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, every single week, Watch Your Own Burn TV. Everybody should tune in and watch that. See the latest and greatest with the recording process.
Stupid on the internet.
I like it. Any shout outs and thank yous?
Big thank you to my mom and pops for hosting the barn where we record and practice. So big shout out to them. To my girlfriend Rocky, who does all our art, and my friend Colin, who set up a lot of stuff with the studio, helped me out in a lot of ways. Friend Sean for coming out and supporting us always. That's all I got.
Yeah, big thanks to Mom and Dad. Love you guys. And to my beautiful wife, Emily, for putting up with me while I'm playing music and all that stuff. My awesome kids for doing the same thing.
Holding it down.
Thanks to some really, really cool local bands. Can't name all of them, but definitely shout out to Of the Heavy Sun and Death Coach. Everybody should check them out as well.
Dope. I'm just going to say, if you're in my life right now, I'm very, very grateful. I'm the happiest I've ever been, and it's all because of the awesome people around me, honestly.
Oh, that's awesome.
I would love to shout out everybody, but I know too many people at this point.
It's a good problem to have.
It is.
All right, man. We got Watch Rome Burn again. They're playing the 13th at the Swiss in Tacoma with Grim Statistic and the Ripple Effect. We got Glenn Cannon and Jeff Rouse coming up in the next hour. Keep it tuned. It's Watch Rome Burn here on Loud and Local. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, man.
Hell yeah.
our living towers of dust. Inside is metal, inside's electric. Oh, I feel this way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.